There's a question that comes up over Sfira about whether one is permitted to listen to music during Sfiras HaOmer. However, most people don't realize it's a much more fundamental question. If we could just broaden out the question and perhaps come back to Sfira, is are you permitted to listen to music all year round? What do you mean? Are you permitted to listen to music all year round? Like everyone listens to music, or do they? And we'll have to see then what is, first we have to see why would it be prohibited, and then if it is, then why do we listen to it? So let's go back to the source. It's actually a Gemara in Gittin, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. In fact, the Gemara makes the opposite assumption. Our assumption is music's permitted, and then perhaps during the 3 weeks, Svira, Avelas, we have a reason to prohibit it. The Gemara seems to work with the opposite assumption. Shochleim Lamar Ukva, Zimra Minole de Aser. In other words, the Gemara is assuming, of course, we all know after Churban Habayis that you can't listen to music. The question is, what is the source? What is the source that it's prohibited, to given that it's Aser? So the Gemara first quotes a pasuk in Hosea, and then it says, what about a pasuk in Yeshayahu? And the Gemara basically concludes, yeah, Eli, both psukim would be fine, but we need both psukim. We want to learn out, not only is instrumental music also zimra demana, but also the pume. Not only is instrumental music prohibited, but even vocal singing music is also prohibited. So it seems to be in black and white Gemara that music is prohibited. We can never listen after Churban Habayis. We can never listen to any music, instrumental music, and we can't listen to vocal music. That's the Gemara. So let's check the Rishonim on the matter. So the Rishonim, let's see if they make the prohibition worse or better, or by worse or better, are they more inclusive or are they minimizing it? So Rashi comes along with a major kula. The Gemara, which says it's us to listen to music, and the simple reading of the Gemara is both music, singing music, and instrumental music. What does Rashi say? That's only usher b'beis hamishtos. That's only in a bar, in a beis hamishta, where you're drinking. However, in a case where you're listening to music stam, that's okay. It's a big hoo. It's very limited to places of drinking. And how far does it go? Does it have to be a bar or a place designated to drinking? Let's say I'm having a meal and I have a wine. So in fact, that was, it's a separate discussion we could get into, but based on Rashi, different hashkachas don't want to give a hashkacha on restaurants that serve wine, because they claim it's in violation of Rashi's opinion, violating of the halacha that you can't have, well, you can't, and the places which well, restaurants which serve wine and have music as well. We'll see if it's live music or not. But the restaurants which have music, so they don't want to. So that gets into a fundamental question. Do hashkachas, should they just be whether the wine's kosher or whether the food's kosher? Or should they be giving wine on the end? Should they be giving hashkacha entertainment? Well, it's an open question. Obviously, every hashkacha could choose to do what they want. Some hashkachas might not, if you have a TV on the premise, they might not give you hashkacha. But that's a separate meta halach. It's a meta halach issue in terms of giving hashkacha on it. It's a real question in terms of whether it's mutzah. So some people, based on this, so the halach is, as we'll see, but makam mitzvah might be different. So on Saturday night, malava malka, they will go back to this. So Rashi limits the prohibition to a place of, to bars, a place where people drink. That's when you can't listen to music, but if not, it's okay. It's a big hula. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and he says something else. He quotes, and he says, the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, says something similar. It's someone who wakes up and goes to sleep, Bezimra Shemis Agid Begyotia, a person who goes to, wakes up and goes to sleep to music, that's prohibited. And when someone is doing it all the time, that's prohibited. But if you listen to music once in a while, that would be permitted. So we have Rashi limits. So the Gemara said straight out that you can't listen to music, you can't listen to instrumental music, and you can't listen to vocal music. Rashi and Tosfos limited the Gemara to only mute whatever the Gemara is talking about, but it only applies in bars, and only if someone, and we'll see, like the kings who used to wake up to go to sleep, and they used to have people playing them with their musical instruments, putting them to sleep, and they used to wake up. Again, we're going to see, interesting, that perhaps one of the Heterim people will say, well, today maybe listening from your MP3 or phone might be mutter, or it's the Ruggel. Well, here, we'll see what's the difference. So over here, Tosis is writing something which is Ruggel, is Usser. But we'll see it, you know, we'll make a distinction between the Ruggel of the Ramah, which is based on the Bali Tosis, and the Ruggel, we're going to say, perhaps it's a Kuh. This Ruggel is a Chumrah. If you're Ruggel, it's Usser, but if you, so it comes out, according to Rashi, the Heter, the Isser is only in the bars. According to Tosfos, it's the Heter is only, the Isser is only to someone who wakes up. The Isser is someone who's Ruggel to it. First he quotes Rashi, implying he's agreeing with Rashi, and then he extends it even more to not only Mishta, but someone who as well is Ruggel. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, Perek Hei Halacha Yidalid, he basically quotes the Gemara. V'chein gozru shelo enagim b'kli shir. He says, he quotes the Gemara that that all instrumental music is usher, b'mnei ha-churban, b'chol minei zemer. However, the Rambam makes a distinction. The Gemara didn't make a distinction, but the Rambam does. The Rambam says all instrumental music is prohibited. Aval shira bepeh al hayayin asura. But instrumental music, so according to the Rambam, all instrumental music alone is asur, even without anything else. But vocal music on its own is mutter. However, al hayayin asura. So the Rambam makes a distinction between instrumental is always usher, even without wine. But vocal music usually is mutter. But together with wine, that's a problem. And then the Rambam writes as well, however, with Dvar Mitzvah, he says, Shiros v'tishbachos, Shiros shel hoda, v'kayotze bahen, even al hayayin is mutter. So, as we'll see, you know, weddings and other things that you're doing, we'll see, which are Dvarim shel simcha, as Tosfos wrote, v'shir shel mitzvah shari. So it comes out, the Gemara is the strictest. The Gemara doesn't make a distinction. Because of the Churban, you can never listen to any music, either instrumental, the mana, or the pume, or singing. However, the Rambam, he at least limits the Gemara to only instrumental, but he says, generally speaking, zimra, you can, singing is mutter as long as you're not doing it over wine. And you have the more lenient approach of Rashi and Tosfos that it only applies to the bars, the Beis HaMishta, That's Rashi. And Tosfos says, not only that, but he says, Roy Lahachmir, even on anything which is Rugo. If you list something which is done all the... You shouldn't do... So if you do something, if you do it all the time, it seems to be problematic, but once in a while, it's okay. How do we paskin? So, this is a classic machokis, machaber ramah, machokis svardim ashkenaz, machokis Rambam and Tosfos. So the machaber, who usually goes with the Rambam, that's what he does. V'chein gazu shelo unagim b'klishir. He quotes the Rambam, Avio Shir Bepeh Alayayin Asura. And he writes also, but Shira is with the Shbachos is Mutzah. So basically, the Machaber goes with the Shitas of Rambam. And the Ramah goes with, he quotes the Kulas, he quotes Rashi and Tosfos. He says, it's really, when is the Isser apply? Yesh Omrim, the Tosfos, the Dafka Misha Ragolam. And the Ramah spells out the kings who had people playing musical instruments, playing music for them when they woke up and went to sleep. That type of music is usher. O beveis hamishta, or in the base, he quotes the Torah, but it's also Shita's Rashi. And then he quotes as well, and obviously, or I don't know, obviously not, v'chein l'tzorach mitzvah, chasim akala, Kol Shari. So that's the cool we have of the Ramah, that as long as you're not listening to music in a bar or someone who's not Raga, that seems to be Mutter, even if it's not Dvar Mitzvah, but Dvar Mitzvah Kol Shari. And there's a famous Chumrah of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is known as a big Makol generally, or not in a bad way. He was known for his Kulas. Actually, he was asked about music, and they probably regret asking him. But he wrote in the Igritz Moshe, Chelek Aleph Siman Kof Samek Vav, he basically goes with the Shitas HaRambam. He writes, he says that singing is only Aster. The Pume Ein La'asa Shelo Beveis HaMishta L'Bishen O'Ragel. He wants to say that, like the Rambam, that by singing, it's only usher if you're doing it with wine. However, because that's what the Rishonim say, however, for a vessel, for a instrumental music, that's usher all the time. And that's what he quotes. That's the Shita of the Rambam and the Machaber. And of course, he says also, L'tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter. And there's actually one other tshuva from Rav Moshe also, which he says a big chiddush l'chumra, that he wants to say that even though he said the only time singing is usher is with wine, perhaps he says it's a choir. Barabim, Shahu is Simcha Yisera, concert, choir, and let's say it's his vocal. So he says, even though the Ramah writes that we're Mekel for someone who's not Ragel, or he's not in the Beis Hamishta, the Ramosh is adds a bigger, another Chumrah in addition, that if it's a kibbutz Rabim, and you have, we'll see, you have kavana for simcha yisera, whatever that means, for abundant simcha. So then that's perhaps usher as well. So we have the Gemara in Gittin. So forget about his svira mutter during svira. The question is a mutter all year round? So the Gemara clearly says no. No distinction between in. Both are us instrumental and speaking. The Rambam qualifies it that only instrumental is usher all the time, but vocal is permitted unless you're doing it over a cup of wine. And the Ramah and the Rashi and Tosfos say that it's limited either to the Beis Hamishtos, and the Tosfos extends it to anyone who does it all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, the Ramah passes like the Bali Tosfos, and Ramosha, even though he's Ashkenaz, he goes with passes like the Rambam and the Shitas HaGemara, and therefore he goes like the Rambam, that vocal music is mutter, not pebeis hamishta, but other music is also all year round, but with var mitzvah, chasam akal is mutter, and he even has a bigger chiddush that a rabbim that get together and sing, perhaps that's also under the violation. So we've established that music is usher all year round, which would include Svira, Avelis, and 3 weeks. The question we'll have to continue tomorrow is, clearly that's not the Minhag Olam. So what is our heter? The Minhag Olam to listen to music all year round? Do we have any basis for that? And if we do, does the basis for listening to music apply to Svira, 3 weeks, and Avelis? Or there's a distinction between all year round? At this point, we said if it's usher all year round, the mutter, we didn't make any distinction. So we'll have to see, number one, what is the reason for our leniency for people listening to music bizman hazeh? What is it based on? And then do we make any further distinctions?